نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب العالمين. Today we will cover Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 255, a very important ayah, which we all know as Ayat Al-Kursi. First, we will look at the word meanings. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahu, Allah. La, not. Ilaha, God. Illa, except. Huwa. This is a pronoun that always comes separately and it doesn't get attached to any word. It means he. Al-hayyu, the one ever living. Al-qayyumu, the sustainer of all that exists. La, not. Ta'khuzuhu. We learn akhaza, ya'khuzu. It means to seize. But the meanings are varied. So if we memorize one meaning, it's possible it does not apply at that placement. We can write, doesn't seize him. But if we look at the context of the ayah, and see which meaning is more appropriate. It also has a meaning of taking, gaining. So here it is better to write overtakes him. Sinatun, from the root word waw, sin, noon. This is a condition right before sleep where the person is drowsy. So sinatun is drowsy. Wala, and nor, naumun, sleep, lahu, for him, ma, whatever, fi, in, as-samawati, the heavens or the skies, wa ma, and whatever, fi, in, al-ardi, the earth, man, who, the, the one, as we learned previously in Hadha, the means one who. Alladhi, who, yashfa'u, intercedes, indahu, inda means near, who, him, illa, except, bi'idhnihi, be with, idhni, permission, he, his. So bi'idhnihi, with his permission. Ya'lamu, he knows. Ma, whatever. Baina, between. Aidihim. Aidi is hands. Him, theirs. The word is from yadal, yad, which means a hand. But what does it mean? What is in their hands? It means something before them. As if anything that is between our two hands is in front of us. This phrase is used to indicate in front of them or before them. Wama, and whatever. Khalfahum. Khalfa, behind. Hum, them. Wala, and not. Yuhituna, they encompass. Bishayin, be with. Shayin, anything. Min, from. Ilmihi, ilm is knowledge. He, this pronoun means his. So ilmihi, his knowledge. Illa, except. Bima, be with. Ma, what. Sha'a, he willed. Wasi'a, extends.
كرسيه. كرسي is throne or footstool. هو his. السماوات the heavens. والأرض and the earth. ولا and not. يؤده exhausts him or tires him or not difficult for him. This is from the root word hamza waw dal. It means to exhaust. It is used for something burdensome, did it, or something very tiring for a person. As in Surah Takweer of 30th Juz, Ayah 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. الْمَوْءُودَةُ is a girl that was buried alive. That is very burdensome on the family that buried her. So this word is only used here and in the ayah we just mentioned. مَوْءُودَة. حِفْظُهُمَا. حِفْظُ is guarding. هُمَا, them both. So what does huma, what does this pronoun refer to? If we look back at what was mentioned just before, we saw it was heavens and the earth. So it refers to both the heavens and the earth. Wahua, and he, al-aliyu, the most high, al-azim, the most great. Alhamdulillah. And now we will look at the tafsir. بإذن الله.